must be a kind of blind love.
We are actually going to be projecting a film which runs all the way around the outside of the Hirshhorn. The Hirshhorn's facade is a sort of blank facade, and this is a perfect situation. It's a great screen. When the artist Doug Aitken saw this building, the first thing he thought is, I've got to do a film that goes all the way around this building. It's just crying out for it. It's actually a film that runs for about 35 minutes, but it's going to be looped, meaning it just keeps repeating over and over again. It will come on at sunset every night for the next, about the next 8 weeks, from March 22nd through at least May 13th. And it is a piece which takes into consideration the circular nature of the Hirshhorn architecture as a giant screen, but also the architecture of the building. It also is about a song. It's about one song, one simple, pure, classic song that was written all the way back in 1934 for a Busby Berkeley movie. It's become a pop standard ever since, and it's been done by the Flamingos. It's been done by Art Garfunkel, and it's a very well-known song, Frank Sinatra, Peggy Lee. And I think we all bring different connotations of that song to the piece. Various people who come and look at this film and hear the many renditions that are going to happen of this song as the film unravels around the Hirshhorn are going to bring different memories of the song with them. It's a way of kind of a simple piece of culture uniting millions of people in a way. And the song itself is rather ironic in terms of its lyrics. It talks about, are we on a crowded avenue or in a garden? Millions of people pass by. There's a lot of connotations and reflections of where we are, I think, standing on the National Mall. And this piece really is going to set in motion the building. The building is going to turn. Sometimes it's going to look like it rises up in the air. Occasionally, it's going to split into multiple screens, sometimes one screen. There's actually 11 projectors positioned around the Hirshhorn. But because of digital technology and the ability to actually seamlessly blend one projection screen into another, you really can compose the artwork not as 11 screens, but as many screens or no screens.
We also hear traffic noise behind us. We hear the birds.
Yes.
Does that become part of the...
Absolutely. If you hear a car screeching in the distance, it actually becomes part of the piece. In fact, many of the images, the film itself, have something to do with the urban landscape. They're often night images, just like you'll be seeing it at night, or they're scenes inside of factories, which are sort of timeless. They're very much about the way we live today. Washington at night can be, is this lovely, beautiful place with monuments that are lit, but the monuments are static. They don't move. And also, it can be a place that is relatively barren at nighttime. This beautiful but and giant mall that often doesn't have a lot of people. So what we're hoping with this piece is we're creating a public artwork, one of the first of many public artworks that we're going to be planning at the Hirshhorn, and that we can enliven the mall at night, that we can bring it to life, and that people can come and see a film which is not a conventional film. You're not meant to have to stand in one place and watch this film or sit in one place and watch the film. You can wander around and see it from various perspectives.